Yeah, we in there. She make me bust from the neck like Charlie Kirk. Episode over. I've said the thing. We've won. We're victorious.
That shooter caught all neck like it was that time of the month. Selfish.
Dent, any funny jokes that you want to share with us, man?
That's all I have, was just leaning up and saying neck.
Neck. Up the K if he hurt me. Welcome back to another episode
of my neck and my back
of the Black Plague Podcast. I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka counting or not counting gang violence. And we have one major thing that's really just been a pain in our necks this week that we want to talk about.
Oh yeah, could use
good. Okay, yeah.
Good 30 cal massage.
What is that pain in the neck that we will be discussing?
Oh, it's
not a pain in the neck anymore.
Right. I will let you gentlemen give your intros, and then we can get rid of this pain.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, here we go again. This is that boy, the man, the myth, the absolute anal, John Ho fan. Nothing much going on with me. About to disappear and make some mashed potatoes in a second. But, you know, earlier this week, somebody got mashed. And you know what? We serve that bitch with gravy.
Okay, nice. I am DJ Cobra, and I don't even know how to follow that out, honestly. Like, I was... very thorough, they're very, very spirited, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of hungry now, so I wish I was over there getting some of those mashed potatoes for sure. And we're going to be discussing what seems to be a sensitive topic now. Like, what?
Nope. No. Nope. Freedom of speech.
I'm very confused. Like,
freedom of speech.
But, you know, we're going to unpack that, so.
Freedom of speech.
You know, we're going to really, really freedom. Talk about that.
Freedom. Freedom. Specifically in the speech variety.
Freedom of speech. Like, you know, that phrase that we've been aggressively hearing towards whenever, like, literally anything terrible happens to anybody black or brown or whatever.
Right.
You know, like. And you know, are we waiting for John or are we just
gonna... No, we're live, brother. We're going.
Okay. You go ahead and lead us off then, and I'll.
Yeah, like it's a lot to like, kind of like put into words. Like, it's like everybody knows it's been like the only thing on the internet.
Charlie. Wow.
Charlie got kirked at a rally ?
First stop of his Turning Point tour.
Yeah,
college, one of his little open world quote unquote debates.
Yeah, and I want to get into that too. But
yeah.
So like he pulled up into Utah, the first stop on his quote unquote debate tour, debate-a-thon, and he was murdered in front of the entire crowd.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. Yeah. I saw the video, unfortunately. Like, and
yeah.
I've seen several angles, and the first thing that I talked about, because I watched it with my specialist at work, and I was like, you know, the rest of you niggas are about to get some lore. I have seen... at least the number of people that I've seen die in real life is more than zero, right?
Yeah.
So like as soon as bro got hit in the neck and his body stiffened,
I was like
he's out of there. Like, cause I'm looking at, like, you know, autism brain kicked in. The way his head snapped back, his shirt popped, and he got hit in the neck, I'm like, yeah,
he wasn't there after that shot.
No.
Like, they decided to try to delay the announcement to sell whatever kind of
to try to spin it.
He miraculously survives it, but
through or something.
Like you said, if you seen a body die, unfortunately, then you kind of knew what it was at that moment.
If you see the actual video, like the way that the blood just came out,
poured out.
It wasn't like a fucking trickle.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the Trump quote unquote assassination attempt or whatever. Like we're talking like gushing. Like
it's extremely graphic. Like if you haven't seen it by now, I would recommend you probably stay away from that. But you know what I'm saying.
If you're,
I wanted to kind of remark on like my growing like what's that word? Not insensitivity. Like my growing numbness towards even seeing violence. Because like if I would have seen the footage of that shit probably like 10 years ago, I'd have been shocked and probably like thinking about that shit. But like seeing it in real time, it was like it was just another fucking Thursday?
Yeah.
You know, when was September 11th? Because that happened on the 10th.
We saw September 11th happen in real time, and it's like, bro, is this movie shit? Like, what's going on?
No, like that's kind of the thing about like being numb to this violence. We were in middle school. Well, I was in middle school, and we're all.
I was in middle school as well.
Yeah. So like, we watched the towers fall on like a school CRT TV, the ones that would hang from like the corner of the room. And like, you know, we're growing up, we're going through literally Trayvon Martin, George Floyd. We got all kinds of crazy shit.
We're seeing niggas get choked out and killed all on camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, clockwork.
And that's not even counting like
you can't help but get desensitized.
Yeah.
And that's, there we go. Thank you.
It's not even counting like the decades of like watching niggas get lynched or fucking carted away and never seeing them niggas again. So I'm just like, if the goal was to desensitize niggas, I think the goal was accomplished.
Unfortunately,
like 15 years ago. Cause like you said, nigga, we the Trayvon shit, the Philando Castile shit, the Sandra Bland shit.
Those are the high profile shit. Like, lower profile shit online too. Like when that Triple X dude got murdered, I saw a video like afterward of him in his Lambo or whatever, and I was like, oh shit, he's dead. And just like scrolling past, like shit is wild now to what we can access. And if I can access it, that means kids have definitely seen that shit and shared that shit with each other.
Yeah, man. Like, it's fucking crazy. But, and there's obviously been, like, some more divisiveness on the left and right, which is, that's playbook 101, because of course there would be. But I want to look at it from, like, the political aspect of it first. So, when Charlie Kirk, for those of y'all that might not know who he is touted as like one of the intellectuals or the great debaters on the right. And
I want to like go on the record and say I didn't really keep up with that nigga like that. I knew he was kind of a dickhead and a mouthpiece for the right. That was my context of who the nigga was before he got popped.
He is credited with helping to kind of galvanize younger people, you know, the types, to go towards right wing.
Yeah, and like he created Turning Point USA. That's his whole thing. And like it always caught me as weird, because like even when I saw him like back in the quote unquote early days of his career, I was like, why is this motherfucker always pulling up the colleges and doing this? Like, if you're gonna be a provocateur, you have to kind of, you know, do that shit with people that can at least offer you a solid back and forth, brother. You can't like realistically debate life topics with somebody who's just getting to experience life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 18, 19 year olds out of school.
Right, like there's nobody, how do I wanna word that? There's nobody worth their salt that views the world at 31 the same way they did at 19. So, like, like pull that always struck me as weird, and that's kind of why like I just never really got into it, because I'm like, bro, you're not debating niggas, you're working a crowd. It's the same shit that comedians do. Like
right,
you kind of like throw the lure out there, you know, see who bites, engage a little bit, and then kind of like set them down this pre-recorded track of responses because you have your cherry pick statistics, and that's how you argue. Because anytime him and niggas like him go up against somebody that knows their shit, they look like flailing children. Like when he went to Cambridge. Like when
he changed the subject immediately or something.
Yeah, like when Charlie Kirk went to Cambridge, or when Ben Shapiro tried to have a back and forth with Neil deGrasse Tyson a few years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, when you niggas go against people that are actually smart, you get fucking exposed. And
what's cool about that is like, there's plenty of clips where they get wiggity washed. Like Charlie Kirk has plenty of clips.
Oh yeah.
Of like going out on these colleges and thinking like, because I mean, if you watch like before the shooting event, like he gets on the mic and he's like, bring out the best liberals Utah has, you know, to kind of just like, he knows the audience that's in
yeah,
Utah.
I was about to say, he said so that I, to a red state, to a deeply red state.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's playing on the home field. Like, I mean, he may as well.
He thought he was, like, extremely safe out there, too.
Yeah, no, that's the reason why, like, after, like, it was shooting, I found out where it was. I was like, oh, they're going to try to blame niggas, but they ain't going to.
Of course, can't do it.
It's not going to be niggas, I guarantee you. But, like, that actually brings up something I wanted to talk about that I've been thinking about since, and when we decided that we were going to talk about this, about how these right wingers have kind of co-opted the idea of debate. Like every time I see somebody that comes out trying to defend this fucker, like it's always like all he did was disagree with people and say some things that people didn't like, and y'all killed him.
No, that's very reductive.
That's not how that went down. Come on now.
First off, let's be clear: Charlie Kirk was a fucking propagandist. Like he's beyond like just debating whether or not pineapples go on pizza. Okay, this guy was trying to sell a narrative, and trying to sell a white supremacist narrative, to try and galvanize a base to try and take us back to the fucking dark ages. Okay, so that's the reason why a lot of people were celebrating. By the way, if you're fucking confused, but the right has kind of taken it over, like this, the concept of like being the ones that are going to engage in debate. And I'm not sure like how much like left-leaning folks have played into it, because if you think back years ago, those kind of Charlie Kirks were like anti-feminist fucking gamer gators who would go on to these Twitch streams to do what they call blood sports. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with it, but they have these panels of people who are all just like be debating these certain topics. And basically like the right-leaning people will always just be like, I'm just asking questions. They've got that whole thing of like, I'm just asking questions, when it's like, you know, you don't have facts on your side. Somebody can disprove you on the spot, but then you're still not gonna fucking change your position or your opinion, because you're debating from a position where you're just trying to sell a narrative or sell your, I'm not sure how to say it, beliefs maybe, your politics, essentially. And you're not here to actually win a debate. You're here to just, like, make people think that you won.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
You're not trying
to be correct. You're just trying to win. I think it's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what these people are resorting to at this point. They know that they're full of shit, and that's why they're pushing this propaganda, because they got nothing else to cling to.
Right.
And the biggest part is like, anybody with eyes is called. It's like, well, once y'all run out of other, like, people who are othered victims, it's gonna go inward. And that's exactly what the fuck we are witnessing. That's why I'm glad that everybody is staying the fuck out of the way and letting this happen and letting this shit run its course. Because when he got shot, first of all, they're propping this nigga up like he was some type of fucking civil rights activist. And like,
yes.
somebody said something and it made me like, dude, I had one of those look at the camera moments. Cause like mm-hmm. they were interviewing people in Utah after he got slimed out, and they were asking like, how do you feel about, you know, the Charlie Kirk shooting? Who do you think the suspect is? Shit like that. Somebody's like, well, he's clearly on the left because the dude was anti-fascism.
Right.
And I'm like, I want you to say that again, but very slowly.
He's clearly on the left because he's anti-fascist.
Okay. Right.
So we are fully aware of what are.
That's another thing that's been going on since the assassination. Has been like the self-reporting.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Have been like, you know, I don't get into politics. Both sides are bad. Mm. But like Charlie Kirk has been pretty much objectively like a piss poor human being, and I have a bunch of his quotes here.
Yeah, pull some that, up.
Just to demonstrate what
and like before
what we're dealing with.
Before you get into yours, I just want to say like, dog, there. So many people have said, you know what, I don't support what happened to Charlie Kirk, but Charlie Kirk supported what happened to Charlie Kirk.
Because
I'm pretty sure you're gonna say it too, but like I'd had to get that shit out there, dog. Cause like because
that's what killed me.
Yeah, y'all were pissed about it. These are direct quotes from this nigga. He said there's unfortunately they're gonna have to be some gun deaths so that we can keep our guns. Direct quote. We should bring back public executions. It should be swift and it should be in front of a lot of people. Direct fucking quote.
Yeah.
Like,
and people quoting that, it's like, you know, they're acting like not above this behavior.
You know that he was under. He said, "Prove me wrong."
Yeah, they did. Yeah. You thought you were alive.
Did. Yeah. So here's the guy that some people are here defending. These are direct quotes. Gay people should be stoned to death. Most people are scared when they see a black pilot flying a plane. Taylor Swift should reject feminism and submit to her husband.
What?
No one should be allowed to retire. Leftists should not be allowed to move to red states. British colonialism was what, quote, made the world decent. The guy who assaulted the Pelosi's should be bailed out. Religious freedom should be terminated. Multiple black politicians stole white people's spots. MLK Jr., an awful person. The Great Replacement Theory is reality. Hydrochloroquine cures COVID. Vaccine requirements are, quote, medical apartheid. Here's one of our favorites. Gun deaths are acceptable in order to have a Second Amendment. Women's natural place is under their husband's control. Parents should prevent their daughters from taking birth control. That's a little self-report there.
Yeah. Oh,
Floyd had it coming.
Can I add an asterisk to that? There was an episode of that, like, the whole 1v20 debate shit, where, like, that nigga basically said, not even basically, like, the woman was like, I don't think people who are victims of rape should carry their baby to term. And she asked him, it's like, so if your 10-year-old daughter just so happened to get raped by somebody, you would make her have the baby. It's like, well, life begins at conception. Yes, she's giving birth. Nigga, what? Nigger.
I'm gonna say directly, but like, if you're going to be willing to watch your 10-year-old daughter give birth
to her rapist's baby?
To a rapist's baby? Not only are you demonic, you're probably a pedophile.
Most likely. I mean, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll never know.
Well, no, he had a really good neck massage.
You know, I've been trying to figure out what this event is going to lead to, but it's clearly ramping up the already, like, the embers of censorship is happening in real time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm reading this now. ABC pulls Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely after host Charlie Kirk's comments.
And like, again, my thing is the free speech warriors. You can do it, say whatever you want to. Just don't do or say anything about us, please. Because we're really sensitive.
Do it to our guys. Do it to the guys who are actually the enemies, which is the left, you see.
And like,
they want the transes.
And they're
that was another one. That was another suspect, by the way, was trans people.
And they're calling for niggas to get fired for making comments on who Charlie Kirk actually was as a person. Like, that's the thing, bro. Like,
we're fired.
We're in the age of the fucking internet, bro. Like, you can type in anything that anybody is alleging Charlie Kirk said and find the quote.
Yeah,
That's not a good person, bro. Like, that nigga was not a good person, fam.
They focus on him being a Christian and a father, but I'm like, there's plenty of dads who are Christians that are terrible people.
Yeah.
Like, there are. And it's all around this, like what I was talking about. Like, he's built this image of being like this, quote, master debater, who just goes onto college campuses and puts these liberals in their place as they are fucking, like, you know, all they're blue-haired. Yeah, that's another term that's been going around.
Debating teenagers, for sure. That'll show them.
Like, these people are so salty about getting owned last decade online. Like, they're so petty with trying to get people fired over this shit, because it's probably people that are saying crazy shit that was like offending people because it's actually offensive last decade that got fired over shit. Like, it's so nasty what they're trying to do with this propaganda.
It's false equivalency.
Yeah.
It's false equivalency. Like, I watched like a debate between, this happened years ago, but this was with Ken Ham and Bill Nye. And it was over like evolution and whether or not like creationism is true. And Ken Ham gets demolished in the debate. Every single thing that he said was fucking, like, discredited in real time. Mm. At the same time, Ken Ham was building something called the Ark Encounter, which is, like, a walk-in museum thing, like, exhibit of, like, what Noah's Ark would look like. Mm. And Ken Ham was universally considered the loser of the debate. He gained at least $1 million in donations for the museum. The reason being, I think, is because his bad ideas, his factually incorrect ideas, got put on the same pedestal as things that have facts and like logic behind it. And so if it was like you're inviting these bad ideas to the table.
Yeah, you're giving validity to these ideas.
Yeah, and so like it brings, like, it almost gives like a lens of credibility by, like, it's like being the wackest nigga in a group full of real niggas.
Yeah,
like
you're there on you.
Yeah, like, I mean, it rubs off on you, you know, like when you did it in Biggie Smalls, you know, sometimes Little Caesar's gonna look like, you know, he's got something going on, but he don't.
I'm like, you're on this council, but we do not grant you the rank of master.
It's not fair. But, like, that's why I think it's happening here when it comes to these, quote, right or left debates or whatever on these culture war issues. Like, these guys are objectively, factually incorrect. They are, like, trying to bring us back to the Stone Age. They are not good, and the overwhelming vast majority, I won't say 100% just because, you know, but, like, the overwhelming vast majority of these people are bad people. But they come to the table with their bad ideas, and while the intelligent, empathetic people are trying to bring the world, you know, specifically America, forward, it's like, hey, our ideas are good too. You have to listen to us. We're here too. And it's like, no, we don't. You're just like a fucking Nazi. When did it become okay to be like, you know what? I have to listen to this Nazi. No, I don't. Fuck off. Anyway.
Yeah. Like, it's like, and again, this is like, I wanted to respond to Dent, but I'm gonna respond to you first too, because like, these people, they're leeches. They love to like co-opt terms or scenarios and then contort them in a way that their view or their limited understanding can can perceive. Because in no scenario, like, is pulling up uninvited to a campus and making incendiary statements, and then when people have responses, that's not winning a debate. That's not even a debate. There's no moderator. Like, there's nobody to, like, you know, kind of mediate or interject. You're just like, you're an IRL rage baiter, bro. Like, that's all you are, for real. And you can go back and look at any of these scenarios. Bro will say like the most outlandish shit, and then when the fresh high school graduate doesn't have a laundry list of statistics memorized, you're like, oh, well, you can't prove it. So, like, nigga, okay. All right. It's bad faith arguments.
And just for the record, he got invited to this assassination event by the Utah, like, their conservative little club or whatever in their university. And he has pulled up to other places uninvited, but for this one, he was invited.
Yeah, the Utah Grim Reaper was invited too.
Oh yeah,
The
Sims.
Yeah, bro, you gotta check in with the Mormons, bro. Like, imagine getting slimed out by some nigga named Elias. That's fucking crazy. But
niggas out there doing sniper drills out there, man.
Right.
Hey man, that was a tough shot.
Who the fuck knew Utah had an O block? But back on the subject of the shooter, like, so first of all, these niggas arrested the wrong person initially. They arrested some 84-year-old man. Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Child porn in his phone, so either that shit was planted or he was a decoy for whatever the fuck going on out there.
Brother, Utah has voted red in almost every election since we started doing a census. I don't doubt that he had child porn on his phone. But they arrested the wrong nigga, right? And then when they get the right person, it turns out that this motherfucker is white, Mormon, he comes from money, he's in college, and his family is well known by their local church. And the motherfucking pastor of, not the pastor, the mayor was like, I was praying it wasn't one of ours. Nigga, what the fuck does that mean?
So I was a DC sniper repeat.
Right. It's cool that this nigga got absolutely bopped on campus, as long as it was a nigga or a gay. That's cool.
Or trans is
right. Or one of the Transformers. Brother, let me tell you something, nigga. The dolls are playing Guilty Gear. They are not out here sniping niggas, okay?
I'm telling you.
I promise you they are.
No, way too good of a shot for a left person.
That was crazy, like, the immediate aftermath, because like as soon as the shooter got like actually identified and caught, side note, like, that fucking FBI director Patel, fucking incompetent, fucking loser. Like, this guy's absolute toolbox.
I just, fam, we have an executive branch full of Redditors, nigga. Like, the entire conservative cabinet right now is a bunch of loser ass niggas that are having their first taste of authority, and they are doing Discord mods. Oh my god, you're right. And they are doing any and everything they can to appease group leader. That's all this shit is. I'm like, and I don't understand why Republicans are mad, nigga. You have the House, you have the Senate. Yeah. That nigga,
everything you want. Like, but you're mad at the brown people somehow. Right.
You've gotten rid of DEI. You're actively trying to dismantle like anything related to gay and trans healthcare. Like, this is what you wanted. What the fuck are you mad for? That's exactly what the fuck you wanted.
Yeah, no, they've gotten they haven't gotten everything, which is what their end goal is. But yeah, they've got a whole hell of a lot. Also, the sheriff in Utah, that fucking guy, that bald-headed prick,
bruh.
Like, I saw a clip that he was talking on, I think, like, Meet the Nation or something. And he was trying to describe, like, the shooter and imply, without directly saying, that he was somehow leftist. He said that he came from a conservative family, but his views were different.
No.
And we asked his trans boyfriend, that because it was a trans person. So we asked his boyfriend, so a little transphobia there as well.
Yeah.
But, like, he was really trying to imply and sell, like, this was somebody that's leftist. Mm-hmm. When, for all we know, apparently this guy's a fucking griper.
Yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, yeah, I read that.
Like,
I didn't know what that was till last week.
Yeah, it's weird, dude. Like, it's because, like, when it first came out, because I swear to God, I have a point to make, but I have to give the lore on this. Because, like, when it first came out, it was like that group of what's that nigga's name? Nick Fuentes, I think. Which is crazy because I'm like, Fuentes is not an Anglo-Saxon last name, but we'll get to that another day, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, when that nigga started his whole shit, they were called the Groypers because that was when the whole Pepe is a racist meme and they made that one. That's where that came from. Now it's like right. This group of men that, like, it's like the fucking bowels of inceldom, brother. Like, we hate women so much that we're gonna, like, find and coerce a group of you niggas to become femboys and sissies so that we don't have to fuck actual women. Like, it, nigga, it is weird. It is strange, like, shit.
Online, like, femboy groups and, like, sissy groups or whatever, like, they can, there is a high amount of femboy Nazis. I'll say it that way.
Yeah, it's, like, crazy, bro. Like, and not even
it's crazy.
Even outside of, like, the Third Reich femboys, a lot, like, a good bit of them niggas are just straight up racist for no reason. I don't understand it. Like, how the fuck can you do some shit like that and be, I don't like brown people? What the fuck, brother?
Yeah, like, I see the same shit with some, like, some furry communities. I'm like, what?
Yeah, how the fuck are you into this? But, like, niggas is where you draw the line. Okay. All right.
We all have to say, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, Shane.
Yeah, clearly.
That's so wild. Like,
And I'm glad you brought that up, because now we get to see the hypocrisy yet again in real time. So when the shooter was identified and arrested, they went into his background and history, right? I don't know about you niggas, but I've been seeing George Floyd memes for like the past 4 fucking years, non-fucking stop. And when he died, the argument was like, oh, well, he was a criminal in the past, so it's fine. So... Mm-hmm. When Charlie got kirked, now all of a sudden niggas' past don't matter, and like he was a father and all that shit, nigga. Like, you know who else
was Christian immediately?
You know who else was a father that was murdered, actually killed in proximity to their wife and child? Philando Castile, brother. His daughter saw her father get smoked in real time, and they didn't get no grace for that. Wasn't a criminal, married, chilling in the passenger seat of a car.
Yep.
And like, now that, like, your death does not excuse how you lived your life, fam.
Absolutely.
It doesn't. It never will. I'm like, nigga, and I put that shit on Facebook. I was like, nigga, what you sow in fire, you reap in ashes. You have spent the better part of almost a decade basically saying that anybody that's not Christian and or white and or male should not be allowed to exist in multiple capacities, and I'm supposed to feel bad for you. I'm gonna tell you something.
Exactly.
Being the bigger person will have you feeling small as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no repercussions for that. Like, there's no repercussions for being there's no reward for being the bigger person. If anything, being the bigger person is enabling the behavior that you want to stop. And
precisely.
I'm here to tell you niggas, you can have whatever reaction to this motherfucker getting shot that you want to, but like all of the people that I've been seeing that like all of a sudden want to play self-righteous, or even all of a sudden want to care about somebody getting killed,
racist.
Like, I'm not going for none of the bullshit. But I know I didn't have several people unfriend or unfollow me over this shit over the past couple of days, and I don't care. Mm. Nigga, evil will never die if you celebrate it when it's killed. Okay? Yeah. Why are we giving a non-military nigga a military funeral? That's against three codes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They had him on Air Force 2 taking his body back. Like, they're really trying to martyrize this nigga.
Yeah, man. That's the propaganda. Like, they're trying to make people mad enough to try to do something fucking dumb.
And I'm like, you niggas are doing all this shit and for a podcaster.
One thing that people really need to be, aware of. Some of your, quote-unquote, white friends who you believe are allies are looking for you. You would think are your allies, or they were just the cool guys that were just like, oh, we don't fuck with politics and we don't do anything. Have come out and said, rest in peace to the guy. He just had a family and shit. And a lot of those motherfuckers are going to be the first ones to flip when the shit actually goes down.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta remember, they were quiet when he was saying all the horrible shit.
Yeah.
Then he was fucking, just saying it just for free. Then all of a sudden, the consequences of his actions came roaring through. And now all of a sudden, they want to speak up. It's very possible that some of these people may not want to admit it, but they have, maybe some allegiance or, some sort of similarities to the guy that they don't want to say out loud. And, this is as good an opportunity. If Trump re-winning in 2024 wasn't enough, this is the moment that you might need to cut some folks off.
Yeah.
Just cut it.
Yeah.
Just cut it.
Because, there was a long time friend I've had. And it's crazy because dudes, super, super fucking hippie, bro. Liberal as shit. And, I'm like, bro, y'all, man, liberals got to stop being such bitches, bro. Like, real shit. Y'all niggas have to stop being such fucking pussies. Because I'm like, if you're celebrating the death over somebody because of a difference of opinion, and I'm like, my nigga,
difference of opinion.
My nigga, you realize that racism is an opinion, right? that's an opinion. That's the opinion that you and your race are superior to the other races, or any thinking of that ilk. But if the motherfucker was debating people in good faith, let me run it back. If the motherfucker was actually debating people, I think we can start there. Nobody would have had, any weird feelings or negative feelings towards it. If you were debating people honestly, motherfuckers wouldn't have had, any ill feelings towards your death. And the thing with me is, again, the motherfucker advocated for the circumstances that led to his fucking death. You thought you were in a mostly white state, you were in a mostly conservative state, you were on a college campus. You were in a deeply religious Midwestern state. It's a fucking conservative utopia by all metrics. And then you still got killed by one of your own.
Yeah.
This whole thing is really just shown the vast majority of the world that we are not the issue.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I mean, people are taking opportunities to get their shit off. I'm taking every opportunity to get my shit off. Because I'm like, nigga, y'all don't understand, brother. We are in the final season of this country. Whether you want to admit it or not, we are in the final fucking season of the USA, brother. As we know it, anyway. We are in the last season of this shit. And things like this, I hope they don't. But, looking through history, they probably will continue, if not become more frequent. And don't do no shit. It goes without saying, and it feels really fucked up to say, but don't live your life doing shit that'll get you killed.
That's just basic shit,
If you have million and billionaires that you're supposed to be like under their thumb and shit, and you start kind of talking away from the program, you're probably gonna die. But and they have no qualms about making examples out of niggas, as you can see.
Yeah, like, oh, that reminds me. Fucking, they dropped the terrorism charges against our boy Ouija.
Let's go. Turn it up.
Yeah, they dropped it down. Like, the highest thing they're going to charge him with or, like, try him for is second degree murder.
Oh, wow. I
mean, yeah. So it's, like, no death penalty at all. Like, so most he can face is, like, life in prison.
So he can get parole still.
Yeah. Legend behind bars.
Oh, yeah. That boy.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Boy.
No, the book deal is going to go crazy.
Yeah, nigga, the book deal finna go insane. Like,
but that reminds me too of something that with your liberal friend that occurred to me this week. Like, somebody brought up like the point, like, if he can be killed for having a different opinion, then what would that make me, you know? And my response to this person was, my difference of opinion with him was that I'm not racist, I'm not transphobic, I'm not homophobic, I don't want to see women being subservient. Do you feel as though you have some sort of those same, like, proclivities or opinions? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you see something in him that you fucking, like, see in yourself that you just don't want to say out loud. Because a lot of motherfuckers got a lot of opinions that they keep to themselves, and beliefs and viewpoints on life that they keep to themselves, that they know will get them roasted, but like they feel they look at Charlie Kirk as the person that will say the things that other people are scared to say. You know, he was the brave one. He was just saying what other people were scared to say. And it's like, do I want you personally killed in my life? No. But I don't want you associated with me. I have no problem cutting off someone who is racist, transphobic, homophobic and sexist out of my life. And I also don't have a problem with cutting somebody who has sympathies for somebody like that out of my life. And if that makes you like upset or whatever, then bro, you need to change. The problem is with you, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. Cause my nigga, I don't and y'all, again, it's just people contorting words to fit their own narrative.
Yeah.
Like, a difference of opinion is, hey, I like vanilla ice cream. Mm-hmm. You like chocolate ice cream.
So you hate chocolate, nigga.
Right. Like, we don't like each other's ice cream, but that's cool because if I don't want that shit, I don't ever have to fucking eat it.
Right.
You niggas have an issue with leaving people to their fucking lives. And like, mm-hmm. Not only that, like, if it was a difference of opinion, oh my god, bro, the world would be such a fucking better place if all of our fucking issues were just simple as difference of opinions.
Like, know, right?
A difference of opinion is not saying shit like black women don't have the brain processing power to be taken seriously. That's definitely an opinion for sure. Oh. But like, We are not gonna be amicable about that, nigga. That's not a topic of contention or
that's not the incendiary that somebody's saying.
Right, that's not something
that we can just disagree on. And right. Then just go and agree to disagree.
And
on,
then just
you know?
Keep being
also,
homies after that.
Right,
no,
so incendiary speech is not protected either.
Yeah, I'm like, nigga, there are multiple. You could get arrested technically if something you say is considered fighting words or intent to start a riot.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, so I don't get this idea that it's just words, nigga. We have laws for words. We have an entire fucking legal branch of the fucking government that deals in words, man. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, again, and that's why I've been saying, like, you know, for every year that we see George Floyd memes, we should pick up the Kirk memes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's just, you know.
Absolutely. What? If they send one Floyd meme, you respond with two Kirks.
Two Kirk memes. That's the going rate. And, like, with me, the fucking the amount of people that are treating him like, I think treating him like a martyr was what got me the most, because I'm like, brother, what the fuck did he die for?
Y'all didn't give a fuck about this nigga like
y'all
that.
Y'all don't give a shit about Charlie Kirk.
Like, before he got popped, I ain't seen no Charlie Kirk nothing for real.
Yeah, like,
I know I don't follow his shit. I know I'm not part of his demo, but I was aware of who he was.
Yeah, like,
and to be a martyr, you have to die for something. What the fuck was he dying for?
Right, and then y'all, I know that crowd's gonna be like, he died for his faith. No, the fuck he didn't.
No, he died that nigga, because there's some files that nobody wants to drop on the fucking TL.
I'm like, that motherfucker just so happened to be a Christian that got killed. He was not killed because he was Christian. Like, right. I wanna put that out there, fam. Like, I consider myself agnostic. I have never, like, the people that I have fought verbally or physically, I never did it because of their religion. Yeah. Like, their religion may have been a factor to some degree, but I was like, you know what? I've never said I'm gonna beat your ass because you're Muslim. Or, you know what, I'm gonna beat your ass because you're a Christian. Like, that does not happen. At least not in America. That does not happen.
Also, like, he was killed because of his faith. Do you know the guy we're talking about here?
Right.
Is this who you want to
grow up in that shit, bro? Come on, man.
Like, this is your example of the good Christian that was just too pure for this world, that the other side had to shut him down.
Yeah.
A dude that argue with people under the guise of crowd work and effectively say everything offensive to every group in America that he possibly could say.
Right.
And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that he meant what he said. Like, he may have said some things like in an inflammatory manner, but he was actually like racist and sexist and homophobic and transphobic. So,
I've said before, I'm like, hey, I'm glad you let me know how you feel. Like, you know, that little sneaky shit, nah, I don't really fuck with that. Just, if you don't fuck with niggas, just don't fuck with niggas.
What DMX say? Like, when niggas show you who they are, believe them?
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Because I'm like, nigga, the right definitely knows how to pick their fucking idols. Because I'm like, this motherfucker, John, you may know, because I think you're probably like the most first ? I guess would be the word.
Terminally online.
Yeah, that too. But this motherfucker Milo Yiannopoulos is talking about I'm unretiring, and then brother, I'm gonna get to it. And then people are like, oh, y'all, you Charlie was the nice one. Milo's gotta own the libs. And I'm like, before I say what I'm about to say, I want to go on record saying that I am bisexual. I am willing to have sex with every gender on the spectrum. So y'all know what's coming. That faggot ass nigga ain't scaring nobody. Like, brother, if that fucking twink is your ace in the hole, the nigga that got ran off the internet because he supported NAMBLA and like pedophilic relationships between men and children, your guy.
That's your guy.
That's your nuke.
That's your ultimate weapon right there.
This fucking bottom is gonna take it to the left side. Okay.
This fucking bottom's gonna take them to the top. You don't understand.
I guess, man. Like, you gotta understand, bro. Like, when Milo was in his heyday, the mean gay archetype was very niche. That was not a lot of people's experience with the gay community. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, bro, Milo's like your run-of-the-mill angry homosexual. Bro, there is no market for that nigga anymore at all.
That dude to dude. You know, it's a humbling on the way to him.
Bro, Milo Yiannopoulos got owned by Joe fucking Rogan on his podcast.
That's crazy.
Because he was like, fat people shouldn't go to the gym. And Joe Rogan broke it down slowly for him and just in plain English as to why fat people could go to the gym. Because Milo said it's gross to see fat people working out, and he doesn't want to see that when he goes to the gym. It's like, motherfucker, if you don't go suck a golf ball through a garden hose, get the fuck out of here with your bullshit. Like, go, nigga, shouldn't you be spreading cheeks somewhere? Get out of here. Go. Shoot.
Isn't it time for you to fleet?
Make sure you drink your water. Haven't eaten anything within like 4 or 5 hours before exercising, quote unquote.
Like, it's, man, like that shit was just funny to me. I'm like, oh yeah,
fucking Milo. Like, right. That was like that's like bringing up Sargon of Akkad right now. Old fucking news.
The angry bottom is gonna tell us what's good, brother.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
For
no.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we as a society have learned to embrace our mean gay friends.
No, unretired.
Yeah, okay. I'm unretired. Brother, you didn't retire.
He takes out an ad like fucking Michael Jordan and does I'm back.
Right.
But fucking just all in rainbow colors.
I was about to say, like, nigga, most people weren't afraid of you then. They definitely aren't now.
Oh, God, no.
Because I'm like, now
there's more people to debunk his fucking ass.
Yeah. And I'm just like, nigga, okay. I looked at it and I had one of them look at the camera moments because I'm like, brother, look at him. Look at this nigga and tell me, like, if anything about that incites fear.
Mm.
And that,
I'm shaking in my boots looking at that nigga right now, bro.
Right, bro.
I'm scared.
Like, and bro, this nigga, bro, he has the most. Some of his fucking pictures will give you diabetes. That's how gay this nigga is. And there, again, as a half a fag, there's nothing wrong with being gay. But like, my God, that's the type of gay nigga you feel comfortable, you feel safe around. Like, there's,
he's the one that homegirl goes to because she's having a bad day with her husband.
Right, like, you're the can you FaceTime me real quick friend, nigga. Like, you're not scary and shit, bro. Like,
he's the one that the girl goes to and says, man, I wish I could find a boyfriend like you.
Yeah, like, that motherfucker
walk, not as racist.
That motherfucker answer the door in a silk robe.
That nigga's got like fucking. That nigga's got Vidalias growing in the backyard,
yeah,
right?
Man.
Like, this nigga knows like the variety of dandelions that are coming into his Home Depot.
He smokes cigarettes backwards.
He eats corn the long way. Let's say it that way.
Nah, that smoke cigarette backwards still slapping me up. Oh shit, man.
Dog, like, it's just so funny. It's like, oh man, who will tell us what to think now is basically like the energy that shit's giving me.
Yeah.
Cause
that's
I'm like
crazy.
The way that, like, brother, TikTok, man, the way that I just be seeing like all of these people acting like they got bullied and their big brother is coming to beat up their bully. like we didn't just as a society whoop up on this big brother like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So bad that this motherfucker, like, and that's the thing, man. I wanted to talk about it before, like, we got to the ending point. I don't know where the ending point is. But, like, I wanted to talk about, like the people like Charlie Kirk, right? The people on that side. There is no legacy that any of you niggas have left behind that can be attributed to your name. Like, racism's been here. Transphobia's been here. Homophobia's been here. Christian nationalism has been here. I want to say, like, after this year, we probably will never hear his name again until the anniversary of his death comes about. And
they gonna be mad still.
Yeah, because, like, nigga, you thought the 9/11 memes were crazy? Bro. Nigga, I'm already...
He actually betted. Like, niggas Cook actually betted single time January 6th comes around.
Yes.
It's gonna be bad, probably.
Because I'm like, bro, this... I'm already... I'm putting this shit on record.
Not getting Ashley Babbitt lover. Oh, they're not getting people fired when she's making jokes about her.
Nope, not because she's a woman, brother. They're disposable to them. Said they don't fucking care.
Like, thinking back, I'm like, you know, y'all hate shit, man.
Yeah. And like, and to kind of like drive my point home, about like there's no real legacy to speak of. When was the last time you thought about Rush fucking Limbaugh?
Didn't he die?
Oh yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. He's been dead. But still, again, like that legacy. Legacy can supersede the man. When was the last time you thought about Rush Limbaugh or Newt Gingrich or Bill O'Reilly?
Like that, usually they said or did something fucking dumb.
Yeah, like that. There's nothing there. Even fucking Alex Jones in recent history. Like when was the last time you actually thought about Alex fucking Jones?
Only because like he was one of the first ones to come out and say that like the shooter was trans. That's the literal last time I thought about Alex Jones. It was like the day of or after when he said that the FBI has gotten their suspect that it's a trans person.
Wow.
And of course being wrong, which, you know, doesn't happen to Alex often. But
they're turning the frogs gay.
Mm. Yeah, for real.
You know what? He actually helped contribute to this shit too, because he was the one that was trying to talk about Sandy Hook being like fake.
$1 million.
Yeah, I was about to say that's they got sued into obscurity.
Yeah.
Like, you never make that money, bro. Like,
you know, I'll make supplements, he shills. He's just kind of a like Ann Coulter went on her little show.
That's a name I ain't heard in a minute either.
Again, see, like, it just keeps happening. No legacy at all.
She came out and was talking about some, like, how Obama was, like, the most divisive president, and how this was Obama's fault.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's not Obama's fault. It's the same group that's been making this issue be an issue. It's the same group throughout history that have been fucking shit up.
Like, there is like, that's why they always used to say back in the day, like, there can't be a black president. Because, like, the shit you're gonna have to take, not just when you're in the office, but after. And I'm not even an Obama fan. I'm just saying, like, niggas can't get shit. a white man gets shot in Utah and they wanna blame niggas. Like, name a nigga named Karl Malone that lived in Utah.
There is not. There hasn't been a black shooter since Jordan cooked them niggas in 96.
98.
Fucking Windows 98. But yeah, like, ain't been a black shooter in Utah since the Bulls was there, nigga. You knew that was. Like, fam, this state is like 88% Mormon, gang.
Barely niggas. That's out there. Right, like, and I think about half of them, like you said, half of them play for the Jazz. Get that! That thing white as hell now, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And they don't even know the niggas on the team today. They only know Lauri Markkanen. Yeah. Like, I'm even like technically like white American. He's Swedish. So, like, they don't know, like, literally the only black man that they'll allow in Utah is Karl Malone. And what does that tell you?
Crazy.
Let's go Karl Malone in 13 and find out.
The raper.
Mm-hmm.
Rape man.
And you know what? Shout out to
the mailman, the rape man.
Shout out to Victor Wembanyama. That I think he's like the first superstar to actually disavow that nigga Karl Malone. He's like, why are y'all parading this nigga, bro?
Yeah.
Like, even LeBron was like, yeah, that's me. Me and Malone, yeah, that's my guy.
That's your what, Karl?
that's his man.
That's your man.
Hey, you know they got your man on sex assault charges.
heard you grow with them.
Heard you grow with them.
I was trying to for the longest time, and I couldn't find the whole thing.
Bro, it's Loot Ratchet.
That's no problem, man.
This YouTube channel, but I couldn't find the actual video.
Oh, man. Yeah, you gotta... I'm pretty sure, like, one or both of us have, like, the clips from that fucking skit.
Oh, nigga. Oh, for sure. It's in my video responses. Both there.
It's like, dog, like, whenever I see the picture of that nigga walking in the store with a smile on his face, I'm like...
You don't have to play the clip no more. You just take a phone in front of that video and just reply with...
Yeah, like, dog, that shit became a generational meme. It's so good.
They got your man's on sex assault charges.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you didn't see nothing or nothing?
You don't feel bad or nothing?
Damn.
And then, like, again, the Asian dude turned around, I heard you grew up with him.
Yeah, bro, I knew he was devious. That motherfucker was smiling before he even said shit. It's like, yeah, man.
That shit will be in the chain, bro. I'm gonna get him with this.
Heard you grew up with him.
Yeah, look at that nigga. Yeah, friends with a raper.
Oh, my God. Jesus. But, yeah, man, that's all I got. The new Gushers flavor is now discontinued. Y'all will get that one in about 2 minutes. And
let's stay safe out here, man. It's looking like shit finna get rapidly weirder, maybe.
Yeah. Also, next year, go fucking vote. That's the midterm elections.
You know, do what you gotta do, bro.
Yeah, we starting that shit early, nigga. Everybody that listen in America, go out there and vote, bro. Go out there to Hustler Burger, nigga. Go out there,
go do your part, and you know, protect your neck.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? Protect your fucking neck, bro.
Damn neck. They told us. They told us in what, 94, 95?
Tag is for the children.
They told us, bro. You gotta protect that shit, man.
Protect your fucking neck, man.
We will
say, like, you talk all that rhetoric, somebody might come and collect, bro. So
yeah, you know, do what you gotta do, man.
And don't accept money from everybody, bro. Like, some of these people have very shadowy intentions and don't give a fuck about you.
Like, brother, we lost.
And if they're willing to be quiet when something fucked up is being said, don't take them for when they say something once the person that said the fucked up shit gets popped. Or they face the consequences of their actions.
Yeah.
Like, I've been filtering people into the dumb folder and into the I'm gonna keep an eye on you folder.
Yep. Got to do it. Like, it's crazy, nigga. Hulk Hogan and Charlie Kirk died in the same year, brother. That nigga death is hooping. That nigga.
That man's on a generational run. I'll give him that.
That nigga is hooping right now. But that's gonna do it, man. We'll see y'all in the next one.
Yeah.